Wesley Cabus. I work for Real Dolmen 2 years now. I have developed Jisho for Windows 8. That's a Japanese-English dictionary application. And you can find my blog at wesleycabus.be. Find me on Twitter at wesleycabus. Or you can email me on wesley.cabus@realdolmen.com. Now, for today, I'm going to talk first about localization real quick. What's it about and why should you localize your application? Then I will demonstrate how you can localize text in your application, followed by how to localize images and logos. And at the end, I'll round up with some additional small features that you should know when localizing an application. So first, and most important, localization. Why should you care? Well, it's a very big world, and now with Windows 8, you can deploy your Windows 8 applications in more than 200 countries. And it's typically that people don't always speak Dutch or French in those countries. Well, in fact, if you look at the world, the most spoken language is Chinese, followed by Spanish, and English is only at the third place in this chart. And if you look further, French is only at the 18th place and Dutch on the 56th place. So if you want to reach the most people with your application, you should build it in Chinese, but that's quite impossible for the most of us. So English is a good choice, but you can also broaden your market by making it available in more than one language. And the next thing you should think about is the differences between culture as well. I'm not going to talk about formatting your dates or how to display money values with euros or dollars, but do keep in mind that some cultures have different words for the same concepts. For instance, if you surf to the website amazon.com, you will see a shopping cart displayed on the website in the top right corner. But if you surf to the British version of that website, you will see a basket, you will see a cart. It's the same thing, it's the same idea, but they just use another word to visualize it. And a typical other example of this is the spelling of the word color. I think it's in American English that they spell it with C-O-L-O-R, and in British English they say C-O-L-O-U-R. So that's another thing you could keep in mind. It's not required, of course. English is English and they will understand it, but for some cultures it might be important to use the correct words. And with that, let's start with the first demo, how to localize text in your application. And I'll open up my first project. So what I got here, I'll just show it quickly, is a very simple application, my application, with a default header, title, some text that you should localize, a button, and an image showing a custom header for a group collection or something like that. And we have a nav bar on the bottom with a new folder button. So when we're going to localize this, you open the designer of your XAML page. I'll just make this a bit bigger. So first thing I want to localize is, of course, the title of my application. So you have here the text block of my application. And what you need to do is you have to assign a UID to it. So if you see when you type X double You have in this list, you see it on the bottom, XUID, and you can give it an identifier that's unique to this text. So you can reuse these UIDs if the text should be the same. So if you have two close buttons, you can just use UID close and translate that string, and it will make sure that every time you use UID close, it will get the same string in the translation. So let's give this the UID application title. And the next text block is this one. So let's give this a UID of text block 1. My button. Press me button. My image, I'm not going to assign a UID here. You'll see later why. In the next demo, I will make sure that this wooden toys text will be translated as well. I do need to add one last UID for the button in my application bar. So let's say call this new folder button. And I'll save this now. The next thing you have to do, you have to give some strings to Visual Studio. So I'm gonna create a folder to keep things neat and in place. And now it's the most important part. You have typically you'll have a default language that you want your application to display if the user doesn't have any language set as a preferred language that your application supports. So let's say you have a user that lives in India and it doesn't speak English, it doesn't have English in active language in his on his PC, but you do want to show your application in English, so that's your default language. Where do you set this default language? That in you can set this in your app manifest. So when you open the manifest, you see here default language is default set to English for the United States. I'm going to change this into English. This means it will apply to United States, to Great Britain, to Canada, to everywhere where they speak English. And then I'm going to add a folder in my strings folder called EN for English. And I'm gonna add another one for Dutch, NL. These are the ISO language codes, but I think there's a link somewhere if you click on more information here on in the manifest where you can find all the supported language codes and culture codes, because you can also specify here if you want to have texts specifically for the United States, you can do this. And if you add your strings there, they will apply specifically to English for the United States if you select that as your primary language. The next step is adding a resource file. So I'm going to add new item. And then general resource file. And the default name is resources.resw. That's a good name if you don't have any, if you don't want to organize your text in different files. And this gives you another benefit. I will show you in an instant. But so for now, I'm going to use resources.resw as a file name. And then you get a typical resource designer. So if I go back into my XAML page and I start at the top, I had this UID for application title. So I'm going to add this in my resource file, application title. I'm going to assign the value my application to it. And you can add a comment which is very useful if you want to give your resource file to a translator or a translation office. Then you can give comments to these records so they know the context for the text. Because you might say my application, but you might mean it in another way if you have different contexts. So in the comment field, you can say which context the words apply to, so they can offer a better translation if needed. Now, I did say application title, but it's not going to work right now. Why? Because my text is inside a text block. And I'm referencing the text block when I say application title in my resource file. What I really have to do, if you see it, the text block, it has a text property where the text is going to be in. So I have to say here in my resource file that I want to apply this text to application-title.txt. Now the other controls, I'm going to quickly add them as well. I add the text block. Text block.txt. I'm going to do the typical hello world text here. I have to press me button. Now, in a button, the text is not in the text property, but in the content property, so watch out for that one. But you'll receive a nice exception when trying to run it and trying to assign a text to the text property of a button. And your example designer will throw the exception that there is no such property on the button. And then lastly, I had a new folder button. So again, content. And I say check internet connection. And my new folder is new folder, of course. And this is also wrong, because you might think it's a button, so I have to put content here. But when you go and look at the XAML again to this button, its text does not come from the content property, but it comes from the style. If you look at the style, you see here the automation properties.name, and that says new folder. So you have to change this property using the resource file. This is an attached property, and if you try to go to your resource file and then type automation properties dot name, it still won't work because the resource generator does not know the namespace in which the automation properties are. So this is a bit ugly, but unfortunately there's no other way to do it right now. You have to specify that namespace inside this name of the resource. And the namespace in this case is windows.ui.xaml.automation. Let's try this one. You'll also notice, before I demonstrate this, I've set the button, the press me button text to check internet connection. It still shows press me here, but that will change when I run this application. You see now I have hello world instead of my this text should be localized, and the press me has changed in check internet connection. Now, this actually does something. I do have internet, but I just generated an error. This text is not yet localized, so we should localize that too. And to do that, we go to the code behind. So I have here a simple message dialog with an error text, a title, and then a close command. So these three items should be localized as well. So again, I go to my resource file And since these strings are not attached to a control, you can just give them a generic name like error for error and then no internet. There is no internet connection at the moment, for instance. Then I'll add error no internet title, no internet. And then a close button, I can just say close and then again close. To use these strings, you'll have to use something called a resource loader. Now, the resource loader has two constructors, a default one, and this one will look for a resources.resw file. That's why I didn't rename my file. But say you want to organize your strings in a file resources for main stuff, and errors.resw for your error messages. So you can specify which it should load by giving a string and the name of your file. So in this case, the resource loader would load the errors.resw file in the specific translation folders. But I don't need it right now, so I'll remove that string again. And then instead of having a text here, you have to do l resource loader.get string and then the name of your resource, which was no internet. See that if you have ReSharper, it does actually help you. It will give a name, it will display something in red if it doesn't recognize it as a translated text. So if I do not type title, it will say you don't have a resource for this. Now I do. So another reason to get ReSharper. And then finally the close, I can simply wrap this in a get string. And there you have it. So when I run this again now and click my button, you'll now see another text appearing because I didn't want to type too many words this time. But that's just for English right now. And I just replaced my design time text with runtime translations. But I don't have the same for Dutch, so let's add that real quick. Easiest way in this case is just to copy this file over to the Dutch folder, open it, and then you can start translating your resource entries. So I'll just quickly translate this. And if I want to try this, I have, of course, to change my language. So let me go real quick to the control panel and the language control. And you see, I have English United States as my preferred language. It's the first language in the list. So if an application starts, it will go and look in this list to determine which language it should show. Say, for instance, that a French developer creates his application in French, and as a second language he has added English, then his application will not show in his primary language French, but in my primary language English, because I have said that English is my preferred language. If I move this down, then Dutch becomes my primary language. And all applications that support Dutch will now display themselves in Dutch. If I put Japanese on top, then all my applications installed that support Japanese will display in Japanese. If they don't support it and they support Dutch, they will be shown in Dutch. If they do not support Dutch, then they will be shown in English, or if they don't support English, finally, they will show themselves in the language that you have set in the manifest. But for now, let's put the order somewhat more convenient. So I've now switched to Dutch, and if I now start the application again, you'll see not the splash screen, no, not yet, but now it says Mijn applicatie, Hallo wereld, check internetverbinding, and if I click this, you get a Dutch message instead of the English one. So that's about text, how to change your text. I'll go real quick back to my slides. So to round up, you have to add to your controls in XAML an XUID with a name. A name that matches the application, the translation in the context. And then you can translate properties. You have seen me translating the text of a text block, the content of a button. You can also add margins if you want, or if needed, because sometimes text can grow significantly when translating it. So you might have to change the margins, and you might even have to change the size of a grid or the size of a stack panel or something. You can do that as well. You can add these properties and give them other values. You can change the width of a button if needed. You can do it almost everything. If you want, or better, if you need to change attached properties, like the automation properties at name, you have to specify the namespace and using the brackets here, and then the using statement, and then the namespace of the class in which the properties reside. And finally, to localize text in code or in view models, you have to use a resource loader, or of course, you can also get them from a database if you have multiple language columns in your database. Next, I'm going to show you how to localize images and the logos like the splash screen or your tile on the start menu. So I'm going to back show my screen and I'm quickly going to show something that I didn't show, and that's the app bar button. I didn't show that this one was translated as well, so that's that. And now I created a second version of this demo. So we'll open the XAML again. And then I'm going to steal some images that I have put already here. So I'll copy my two folders. And I'll add them. Here, including projects. And these as well. And then I'm going to delete these two and this one from my project. Now you see I deleted my image wooden toys header, but it still shows up, and it actually shows up in Dutch already. So I just reference here a relative path to images slash wooden toys header, and XAML and Windows 8 will automatically look inside a language folder if it doesn't find it there, because I specified English and Dutch, so it will automatically find this one here. If I don't have it, I'll just remove it. Then it will show the English one because it falls back to English as a default language. So that's automatically fixed. You don't have to do anything extra for images inside XAML. For your logos, it's more or less the same. You open your manifest, and I have the logo and the splash screen defined. So when you create your assets like this in subfolders per language, it will show them here. You have scaled assets English and scaled assets Dutch. And you can also provide different images for each DPI setting. And that's you can do that, of course, for English, Dutch, for any language you support. And splash screen, it's just the same. You have now, because you reference it with a relative path, it will automatically go and look for the splash screen in the English folder and in the Dutch folder. So you see this automatically change as well. And when I run this now, you see the splash screen quickly. It might not show up because of the slowness of the presentation, but it will have changed into main application as well. You see also in this version, I have set the margin of this button using the resource file. Because if I close this application, I'm going to quickly slide this in front because you can now see the tile is in Dutch as well. If I now change back to English as my default language, you see that the splash, if you saw it, the splash screen was still main application. That might be cached by Windows. So typically, if you log out and log in again, or the user logs out and logs in again, the tiles and the splash screens will be in the correct language. So now it's all in English again. And my tile isn't, so I'm going to just quickly uninstall this. If I now run it again, maybe you saw my application now, and now it says my app. So that's the same idea as logging off and logging on again. The image is removed from cache, and now it says my app, as it should do in English. So to round this one up, localizing images is very easy. It's just referencing images relatively. So you don't have to specify images slash en slash myimage.png. You just use images slash myimage.png and you create subfolders per culture or language that you want to support. And then, of course, you have to draw your images again if they contain text. Or also keep in mind, some imagery could be very shocking for different cultures. Like in the most Islamic countries, they don't like women walking around with their shoulders showing. So it could be that you have to think about those imagery as well when you want to provide them in a different culture. But typically, if your application would be offensive for a culture that you support when you submit your app, I think that your app will be rejected with the message that it might be shocking for the culture that you support your application in. So you will be reminded of that anyway when submitting your application to the store. And the same thing applies to your application logos and the splash. You just have to make sure that you have a different one for each culture or language, and you're all set to go. And then let's apply some finishing touches here. And I'll go back to Visual Studio. You see here my app description and my application display name is not localized. It just always will show my application and localizing demo. To localize this, you just type ms-resource, let's say app display name, and ms-resource app description, and then add these two keys in our resource files. So I go to strings, English resource. You see I have given different names to my controls here in this version of the application. App display name, my application again, and app description. This is my localized app. And then quick tip, you can copy paste this into your other resource file like this. We're gonna say my applicatie, and dit is mijn vertaalde applicatie. So when you now build, and I'm going to quickly launch it, I think it will show the description when I go to the settings. No, it doesn't. Doesn't show it here. But I'll quickly change into Dutch again so you can see the difference. So move up. Start it again. It doesn't show it there. Might show it when I remove my tile, because the display name is also displayed here. You see here breakout XAML, that's the display name of this application. If I run it now again, go to my tile, now it says man applicatie as well here. So it used to show my application there because I didn't specify in my manifest that it should be localized as well. Now it is localized. Then another thing you can do, but I do not advise it, is you can also support different languages by overriding them in your application. So if you go to the Windows globalization.applicationlanguages, you have three properties. The first one, the languages, is the list of languages that your user has chosen in his control panel. So if you enumerate this, you will get, in this case, Netherlands, NLBE, Netherlands Belgium. Then you get English US, and then you get Japanese. The second is the manifest languages, and this enumerates the languages that your application supports. So in this case, that would be EN and NL, those two. The third property is a primary language override. You can give in your the user the ability in your settings, for example, to change the language of your application. So you could have an application that by default starts up in English, but if the user wants to, you can add a setting to switch to Dutch. You save it in the application settings. And when you launch your application, then you go and retrieve that setting and say primary language override equals Dutch NL. And then whatever the user has set in his application or in the control panel, the app will be displayed in Dutch. But this setting is also stored in, I think it's somewhere in the registry, because even if you don't change this, or if you remove this line of code, it still will launch the application again in Dutch. It will only... I had this problem when demoing it, so it didn't want to switch again. I solved it by removing my application, and then I could demo again. But I do not recommend this, because some customers might want you to develop an application where the user can switch his language, but I think that Windows 8 was designed more to follow the user's specifications. And if the user wants to display apps in Dutch, then he will have set his language, his primary language, to Dutch. If I have a Windows Surface tablet and I want to have it in Dutch, then I'll set it in Dutch, and then I want my applications to display in Dutch as well. So you can override the primary language, but again, I do not recommend it unless you really have to. And then I only had one thing, but I'll explain that already, and that's the order of the languages here in your control panel. That's very important, because if you move Japanese to the top and then you start up, I don't know which application supports Japanese, maybe the calendar does. You will now see the calendar appearing in Japanese. So if you wonder why that the language is not exactly how you expected it to be, then I suggest that you go back and check the control panel, because the first one is the first language that an application will check. So if you have something weird going on with languages, it's probably due to this order here. So I'm going to move it back as it was, because I prefer my applications to be displayed in English, and then in Dutch, and finally in Japanese. But this is something, once you know this, you don't have any problems again with it. So, again, to summarize this, to localize your manifest, you just replace the texts with ms-resource and then your entry in resource file. That's the key in your resource. And to change language at runtime, you can use the primary language override property of the application languages class, and you can look in the manifest languages to see which languages that you have added into your application.